Hey everybody, just want to get a few plugs in before the show begins. Your Sunday, April 24th, will be at the Whistler for You, Me, Them, Everybody Live with special guest Amy Phillips from Pitchfork. We have comedian Prescott Tolkien, music from Post Honeymoon. And on Monday in Chicago, again, You, Me, Them, Everybody Live at the Hungry Brain. We have a great show that night. We have Chicago's editor-in-chief Chuck Sudo, one of my teenage idols, Q101 DJ James Van Osdell. We have the comedy from Dan Ronan and music from Good Evening. On Friday in Washington, D.C., we have Comedy Underground at Subterranean A. And on Saturday, April 30th, in New York City, we'll be back at Pete's Candy Store in Williamsburg with The Daily Show's Wyatt Cenac, Jimmy Fallon's, CJ Toledano, and music from Abbey Rose. Thank you so much for listening, everybody, and here's the show. I do realize I talk kind of quick. All that information is at youmethemeverybody.com. Now here's the show.
Do it live.
Please won't you be my neighbor. Neighbor and friend.
Hello everybody, welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. That's Ian. Ian, will you play some piano really quickly for the audience? Oh, isn't that? That's a piano, everybody. That's what pianos sound like. It sounds like an organ. You're not helping, audience member. Thanks a lot. I appreciate that. We're at the Looking Glass Lounge. I love the Looking Glass Lounge. I love walking from Mount Pleasant to Petworth to do the show. Are we in Petworth somewhere in D.C.? The Northwest Corridor, Parkview. There's a book about that. I saw it in a window. Thanks, Petworth, Parkview. We already have a debate going. That's great. That's how I wanted to start this show. I walked into that. Anyways, I like coming here because every single week I get a new religion because the people at the train scream at me and they tell me what to believe in, so I believe them. So today, I hate women, everybody. That's my new religion. I hate women. That's just how it is. I'm sorry. See, it's somewhat of a joke, but that's really what they're preaching. Apparently, we're doing politics and God in a bar that always works out well. We're where we're supposed to be. I'm where I'm supposed to be. You're where you're supposed to be. I used to think that I wasn't where I was supposed to be. I used to think that I belonged in the gutter or on television or a mixture of the two. But there's a reason why Charlie Sheen gets to be a rich kid being rich. Like, he was born into coke, and, like, that makes sense to me. And there's a reason why I'm here right now, and that's a good thing. And there's a reason why Ian's wearing sunglasses.
It's fucking racist about Charlie Sheen.
Is that racist about Charlie Sheen?
Because he's Latin doesn't mean he's part of the Medellin drug cartel.
Is he? Actually, he's one of the biggest supporters of the Medellin drug cartel and has been for many years. The film Apocalypse Now documents that fact. I went to a very odd thing last night. My girlfriend and I were going to see one of the best, if not the only, punk thrash banjo players that I know of. His name is Al Scorch, and I love Al Scorch. He's absolutely wonderful. But my friend, and hopefully yours, Nathan, changed all of that. Ladies and gentlemen, I went to Sensorium. Do you know what Sensorium is? Oh, I'll tell you what Sensorium is, because it's insane. Okay, so Sensorium is this like boutique gourmet food thing, right? It's a 12-course meal mixed with theater. And when I say theater, that's what I mean. I asked Nathan, what's that accent? He said theater, and he was correct. People with degrees and things that don't really make sense to me act out nothing, and it was fantastic. I had amazing food. I was dressed like an asshole. And I thought I was going to laugh at the event, but I just laughed having fun, which made me realize I am not punk rock. I am not meant to see my punk thrash banjo friend. I am meant to enjoy $150 meals for free. So, ladies and gentlemen, here's my proposition to you. If you get me into one of those $150 meals, I will mention your name on a podcast that lots of single, angry, white 14-year-olds listen to. I will do that for you. You won't regret it. I'll enjoy a meal. Ian, have you ever had a $150 meal?
No.
It's weird. You think you're going to be full. You're not. You end up getting 7-Eleven like an hour later, and you're trashed on Paps. It's like there's the weird middle never happened, and that seems to be my life right now. I'm in one of the most fantastic cities in the world, but I'm not in government. I'm in one of the best bars in the world. What? That's true. Wait. Why are you laughing, Ian?
Because, like, if you're in government, then you get to spend as much as you want on fucking lunch, like $150 or whatever?
Yeah. You just tied things that I didn't even bring up at all. We're in D.C., and are you in politics, Ian? So no, and I'm not in politics, yet we're doing a talk show. Why are we here? This doesn't make any sense, but I'm happy to be here.
Because it's fucking fun.
It is fucking fun. Ladies and gentlemen, what a great way to end this really odd monologue. We're going to have some fucking fun tonight. We have Magna Nicasas from Not For Tourist Guide DC. Please clap for Magna. We have stand-up comedy from Tyler Sonicson. Please clap for Tyler. And we have music from my favorite band name in all of DC, Star FK Radio. Without further ado, Ian Walters. Ian, play some music. Ian, you and I are going to talk for a little while.
What's up, bro?
You can sit. You can sit. It's okay. How are you? What have you been doing the past week?
I've been drunk since Monday.
How is that working out?
It's pretty awesome.
What are you consuming every day of the week that you're so drunk?
A lot of light beer, some whiskey here and there.
Are you writing a poem?
Am I writing a poem?
A lot of light beer, some whiskey here and there. Never mind. It doesn't rhyme? I'm into slam poetry, folks. It doesn't really matter if it rhymes. Ian, what are your thoughts on slam poetry? Isn't it the best art form ever?
Sucks.
What? How dare you say the
obvious?
There's
only so much that I can hear about Katrina.
Did you cause Katrina?
I did.
The bar had a hushed silence over it.
Bring it, bitches.
Why are you so confrontational tonight?
I've been drunk since Monday.
There you go. That's fine. Speaking of someone that isn't drunk since Monday, Ian, will you please play on the woman that's already sitting on the stage? Please, everybody, put your hands together for Magna Nicasas, everybody. Magda. See, I'm a dick. Your name, how many times is it butchered to pronounce correctly, the ratio?
9 butchered, 1 not butchered.
Really? That's depressing.
Say it again.
Magda.
What about the last name?
Nicasas.
Right.
Yeah. So that's good.
It's a beautiful name.
It is a beautiful name. Ian, you realize you have a microphone, correct?
I think that's a beautiful name.
It is a beautiful name.
Thank you.
Have you ever thought about changing your name?
I have, actually, because I'm getting married, and I thought about...
Congratulations, everybody!
Thank you.
Hey, why did I say everybody? Congratulations, Magda.
Thank you.
Good for you. When is the date? Have you set a date?
July 29th.
July, that's soon! Congratulations.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this is an appropriate question, first husband?
First husband,
that's even better! Keeping the track record clean.
Thank you.
Why would you clap for that inappropriate question I just asked this delightful woman? You're a writer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of.
you are a writer for Not For Tourist DC, which
I
means
am.
You have a very unique view of this city that we are in right now.
I hope so. Maybe.
Okay. What made you want to write for Not For Tourist? What made you want to write?
What made me want to write?
Do you enjoy what you do?
I enjoy what I do.
Fantastic. What do you enjoy about it?
Well, I used to work downtown with a lot of people who weren't from D.C., and they all lived in DuPont Circle, and they all went to bars on K Street, and they would all complain about D.C. and talk to each other about how boring it was. So I grew up in Maryland, so a semi-local, and
semi-local.
So I started writing about places that were not on K Street or DuPont Circle.
Do you wish we were in DuPont Circle right now?
No, this is a great bar.
You write for Not For Tourists.
I do.
What do you write about?
I write about bars and restaurants and parks and paths. I don't know.
Paths?
Like sometimes...
walking paths. Like where that lady got murdered 10 years ago.
Chandra Levy?
That lady. Sandra.
That was actually a part of Rock Creek Parkway, and there are stones where they found
Isn't
her body.
Isn't it beautiful? Ian, you have a microphone!
That part of the park is really beautiful.
Isn't it?
It is really beautiful, yeah.
It's my girlfriend's... She said to me yesterday, I think I like Rock Creek Park more than the lakefront in Chicago, which was highly depressing and very murderous to me.
Are you from Chicago?
I am from Chicago.
Okay.
Let's go... Yeah! My new thing is Clapter. I want to get that in the dictionary. Clapter.
UrbanDictionary.com?
No, Webster's.
Okay.
Yeah, Webster's. Let's go through some hidden gems.
Okay.
Bars. What's a bar that's a hidden gem that people should know about?
I think this is actually a great bar.
I love it. She's playing to the crowd. She's playing to the audience. It's great.
It's got an outdoor area. So,
wait. To the person that booed, you realize you are in the bar you booed and you have legs and this is in China. You can leave. I'm not saying you should leave. I'm saying you should tip heavily because the staff here is magnificent. Besides the wonderful Looking Glass Lounge, what's another bar that people should know about? DuPont Circle is highly recommended. Anywhere in DuPont Circle where we can get shitty nachos and $8 Miller Lights, we'll be thrilled to hear about.
There's a bar in DuPont called Sango Show that's below that karaoke bar that kind of feels like this underwater cave that I think is pretty cool. There's another bar called Bread and Brew that has like really nice beer on tap in the basement.
Wow, you actually had recommendations. I didn't think you would.
In DuPont.
In DuPont. Okay, let's get out of DuPont. Let's go somewhere where people don't hate their life. What about around here? What about at Columbia Heights? What about Mount Pleasant? Things like that.
Well, in Mount Pleasant, I feel like everybody knows where there is to go. Like, there's the Raven, mm-hmm. and there's Tonic, and there's Mark's Cafe. I really like the Fiesta Margaritas at Hades.
Okay. Why do you like the Fiesta Margaritas at Hades? Because I've heard a lot of mixed accounts of these margaritas. I've heard one that just says soap, and I've heard one that says this is amazing if you know how to order. How do you order the margarita at Hades?
I just ask for a Fiesta margarita. I don't know if there's a secret. It goes, they use a lot of tequila, and it goes straight to the dome.
If you write a book, will it be called Straight to the Dome?
Maybe.
That's a good book title. Okay, so let's go through parks now. Besides Murder Park, what's another good park that people should know about?
Well, actually, kind of north of DuPont in Kalorama, Mitchell Park. I don't know if anyone's been there, but it's, like, perfectly manicured, and it's right across from the Textile Museum. There's no homeless people.
Wait, whoa, calm down. Why do you hate homeless people?
I don't, but I'm just saying, like, if you're having a picnic and somebody asks for your food, but you don't want to give it to them, and I don't know. It's just, it feels like you're on vacation when you're at Mitchell Park.
Mitchell Park where there's not as many homeless. That's...
You gonna eat that?
See, what he was doing is he went into characters right there. His sunglasses don't help. What's a good path people should know about?
I don't know why I said that. I was actually thinking that between Massachusetts Avenue and Wisconsin Avenue, there's this path that goes past the British and New Zealand Embassy, and otherwise you would have to go all the way around.
So that's helpful. That's very helpful.
If you're ever going between the British Embassy Bar and Glover Park.
It's called Military Road.
No. Is it really?
No.
No, it's not. Wait, why do I not get this because I'm not a local?
It is a local joke.
It's
sorry.
A local joke. Oh, great, because the podcast is only downloaded in the district. That's how this doesn't work. Do you hate people like me, people that have moved here a few months ago?
Do you pay taxes here?
I do pay taxes here.
Then I don't hate you.
Is that all it really takes? 1 year of service and you're fine?
No, but I don't like it when people move here and don't pay taxes and then complain about things.
Whoa! Lady! Just because you're an attractive lady doesn't mean you get a microphone. We'll schedule a booking and you'll get a microphone and we'll talk. And then you'll clam up. How about that? Huh? You think this is easy? It really is. It's super easy. You just need a shitty suit coat. Why are you getting more laughs than me? You're really bumming me out. If you shut the fuck up, I'll buy you a shot, okay? Fair enough. Magda, you didn't want to become a writer to write for Not for Tourist, I'm assuming. Or am I wrong?
I don't know. I mean, I was an English major, so...
Where'd you go to school?
University of Michigan.
Really? How'd you like it?
Go blue.
Most of the crowd is actually from the Midwest. So.
Really?
Yeah. No one's from here except you, so this is great. You and Ian, that's it. Everyone else just showed up to your party.
Yeah, I loved it.
Fantastic. What are your thoughts about Faulkner? Let's go deep.
I wrote about Faulkner a lot in high school and college. I have a lot of thoughts about time and Faulkner.
Why'd you do that?
I don't know. I was a teenager, and it was...
Yeah, because most teenagers rebel and write about Southern lit.
Right. Here's my question. Like, why Faulkner in those...
Are you a fan
years?
Of corncob pipes? That's super disgusting.
Did he write about corncob pipes?
Oh, he did. We shouldn't get into this. If you don't know what I'm talking about, this is going to get real rapey real quick, so let's not do that. Not me. Faulkner. Hemingway. Yes or no? What are your thoughts on Hemingway?
I like Hemingway.
We can be friends now.
Okay.
That's a thing. I'm weird like that. If you could be writing for anything, money's not an issue, what will you be writing?
That's a good question.
Isn't it?
I would like, if I could do anything, I would like to be some kind of combination of travel writer and food writer, because then I would get paid to travel and eat.
So you want to be like the nice Anthony Bourdain?
I actually thought for a while that I could do a better job than Anthony Bourdain at his show.
Okay.
Except that he... Wow. He has a few things on me.
Why do you think you could be better than Anthony Bourdain? Because you don't have one weird earring. You have two normal earrings.
I feel like sometimes he just goes around and eats the same things. Like, he really likes eating organs no matter where he goes, and he always gets drunk.
Why is that a problem?
It's not a problem. It's just that sometimes I think he doesn't, I don't know. Sometimes okay. He's a little bit mouthy, and his conclusions are a little bit glib.
That is true. I agree completely. You get to host one episode of No Reservations. Where do you go? What do you cover? You got to pick three things. Three places in D.C. that you would go to and take the No Reservations crew to.
Well, Anthony Bourdain did come to D.C.
He did. I watched it the other night.
Yeah. He went to the Eden Center, which I would also go to. I would go to Hoang Viet in the Eden Center.
What would you order? What should people order from? Say the name again, because I'm going to butcher
Hoang Viet.
Hoang Viet.
H-U-O-N-G-V-I-E-T. Hoang Viet.
Google.
I don't know if I'm saying it right.
Don't worry about it. You're doing fantastic. What should people order from there?
I like the spring rolls, and I like those bowls. I don't know what they're called now. They have
pho?
No, it's not pho. It's like grilled marinated meat with noodles and then all kinds of like fresh herbs and stuff.
Okay.
A little bit of fish sauce.
Are you excited about your wedding?
Yeah.
This is an amazing. Where are you going to have it? We won't crash.
Hotel Monaco.
And that, is that in the district?
Yeah, it's right across from the portrait gallery.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah. I found out it was kind of an interesting building after we decided to get married there.
Is anything going on at the Verizon Center that evening?
That's a good question.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Let's hope. Somebody should Google July 29th.
Yeah.
That's going to be a fun day. I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
And the groom. That's sincere. I really think it's going to be fantastic. So to remember your wedding day, I need you to pick a number between 39 and 248 from the Kids Book of Questions by Gregory Stock, PhD. It's quite an awful book. And you will give me an answer, and it won't be awful.
189.
That's a good number. We're out of that number. You get 191. We are retiring questions this year, so you get to keep this as a memento.
Oh, thanks.
Of the time we've spent together. 191. What was the worst accident you ever caused? Were you angrier at yourself than other people were, or was it the other way around? Once again, poorly worded question. What was the worst accident you ever caused? Were you angrier at yourself than other people were, or was it the other way around?
I'm totally blanking. Can we do another number? Can we
do 192? 192. What's your favorite daydream?
What's my favorite what?
Daydream.
Flying.
Fantastic. Flying, everybody. Wait. It's time for plugs. You got plugs.
Notfortourists.com.
Fantastic. Notfortourists.com. By the way, thank you, by the way. Thanks to Karin, my brilliant friend. Indiana Fever are visiting the D.C. women's team, so no one will be there.
Mystics?
You're the Mystics, exactly. No, you don't have to worry about anything. No one will be at that.
Thanks for checking.
Yeah, yeah. Thank Karin. Magda, you've been a great guest. Thank you so much. Please, everybody,
Thank you.
Put your hands together for Magda Nicasas. Ian, wow. I'm a lot louder than she is. Fantastic. Thanks for coming, everybody. Thanks to the crowd. I really appreciate it, each and every one of you. Coming to the stage, please put your hands together, everybody, for Tyler Sonicson, everybody. Tyler Sonicson! This is the part where Ian plays piano. Fuck that, Tyler. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Ian. For those of you listening on the podcast, he's about to take a monster shit. I just have that feeling right now. He's looking at me now, and he's looking at me funny through those glasses. Well, what's up, Star FK Radium fan club? How are you guys doing? I am dying from allergies. I'm like hopped up on meds right now. Here we go. I got a shot of whiskey. I'm going to do this. One sec. Oh, yeah. Here you go. I just took a shot of whiskey on the radio. You guys can all verify that. All right. I'm really happy to be up here right now. I haven't done stand-up in here in a little while. I love doing stand-up in this part of town. Those of you guys who haven't been to comedy open mics in D.C., they range from very, very good to very, very bad. There's very rarely, like, in between. And sometimes you get the treat of hearing the crackhead laugh. Depending, if it's a free open mic in a place like this, you never know when a crackhead's going to wander in and sit in the back. Like, you hear this all the time. You just, someone tells a joke, maybe some light laughter from, like, the three non-comics in the crowd, and then, ha! Like, so some crackhead is, like, the number one fan of you for that moment in time, and it makes your entire, like, week better. Oh, wow. I just looked around, and I saw an iPhone staring at me. This makes really compelling radio, I understand. I did a radio show for a long time when I was in college, and we had a really terrible signal. And I know that various people in here have some sort of college radio experience, so I'm going to relate this to you guys. When I had a really horrible signal. I had like a 12-watt AM station. Every single song sounded like, "Get me away from here. I'm..." What are you doing, Belle and Sebastian? I don't know. I will never know. Think, because there's 5 watts broadcasting from this booth in the middle of nowhere. Like, maybe the people 5 feet in front of me could understand what the signal was saying. Anyway, I went to go visit my friend at his school, and he had a really strong FM station. And I got really excited to go on his show. And he said he was not that excited about it, and I wondered why. Because I'm like, dude, you have a really strong signal. You must have hundreds of thousands of listeners, right? And he goes, nah, not really. To be honest, most of our listeners are in a prison down the river. And when he told me this, I reacted just like anyone else here would. I said, oh my God, you actually have people listening to your college radio station. You have literally a captive audience. They can't go anywhere. And then I realized why he wasn't too big on this, because the clock struck 9, and this was not a maximum security prison, because the phone at the radio station started ringing off the hook. Every 5 minutes, we heard this call. Ring, ring, ring. Hi, you're on the air with the college radio station. Collect call from... Play some Bon Jovi, faggot! Do you accept these charges? No, go away! Anyway, up next we have a really, really cool song from... Ring, ring. Okay, what do you want? Collect call from... Oreo Speedwagon! Do you accept these charges? Seriously, Oreo Speedwagon? How long have you been in jail? It's like, are you calling me from 1985? Is there a flex capacitor in your phone? What the hell is going on? I demand to know. I'm going to stay on the ironic, I love irony kick. I went to visit a friend of mine in Chapel Hill recently, and there are a lot of hipsters in Chapel Hill. It's a college town. But my buddy is, his two favorite bands, like we're both music dorks. His two favorite bands in the universe are Husker Du and Night Ranger. Whoever's already laughing, you are automatically my friends. That's the that's the rule. I just tell that preface just to figure out who I could hang out with in the audience. Honestly, though, for those of you guys who don't know, like, Husker Du were one of the greatest bands of the 80s, like one of the greatest formative punk bands of all time. Yes, wrote some of the songs that defined a generation, amazing instrumentation, really great lyrics. And Night Ranger... You guys remember those 80s movies with, like, those montages where the guy's, like, training to beat up a bully that, like, harassed him, and you just hear, "You got to fight to be number one in everything!" That's Night Ranger. They sound the way that mullets look. No one in the world listens to those two bands together except for my buddy in Chapel Hill. No one in the universe. It's like, hey, it's like those two things just don't work out. They don't make any sense whatsoever if someone just loves those two things. Like, hey, who are your favorite civil rights heroes? Martin Luther King and Ronald Reagan. That's really, seriously, there makes no sense whatsoever. Speaking of civil rights, I'm so happy that D.C. It's called a segue. I don't know why you guys find that so hilarious. I don't know. Hey.
Transition.
Hey. Whatever, dude. Whatever. Whatever, Ian. All right, you know what? That's my time. It's been a blast. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to tell this joke just to spite these two assholes behind me on the stage. This does actually touch upon civil rights, seriously, this joke. It's no laughing matter. It's no laughing matter. You little, everyone's favorite he's the only Filipino American keyboardist in DC I can think of, so I'm not going to single him out or anything. He's got hair. Yeah, they can. Yes, they can. You got that rasp. You got hair. Yeah, use your mic, dude. If you're gonna be an asshole to me during my set and heckle me during my set, as one of my co-performers, use your mic.
I think you were talking about civil rights.
Yes. Thank you. Now that I have the dignity of my fellow performers, I'm going to continue. I am actually really happy that I live in D.C. now because gay marriage is legal here. And there are various places. Thank you. I love performing to crowds, too, that support this, because I know that not everyone does agree with me on that issue. I know that there are people out there who don't think that gays should be allowed to get married. But when you hear their arguments, such as, like, hey, man, if we let the gays get married, next thing you know, people are going to want to marry dogs and bears. Exactly like that. They say the too. But then, like, I start to think about the history of civil rights and, like, were there people in 1947 when Jackie Robinson was trying to become the first black major leaguer who were like, hey, man, if we let the black man play baseball, next thing you know, dogs and bears are going to want to play baseball, man. And the problem with that argument is that that would be the greatest thing to ever happen. I would love to see the Chicago literally Cubs play the Detroit literally Tigers. It would just be nine innings of animals mauling each other. That would be much more entertaining to me than baseball. Today's starting lineup for the Chicago literally Cubs, nine bears. Actually, no, eight bears and one wildebeest. We had a substitution, a late season call up. There's a wildebeest, and there's like a bunch of bears picketing in the parking lot. Like, we don't want no wildebeest on our team. Doesn't say so in the Jesus book. Just like Jesus bear said to his bear disciples. I love the idea that someone said that in 1947. It was that stupid back then, like, got old into the 90s and saw a preview for Air Bud on TV. Like, I told y'all it was going to happen, man. I told y'all this was going to happen. Dogs playing basketball. I told y'all. That was so much fun to get your get the three of your reactions to that joke. Why is the bar silent all of a sudden? It's very disarming.
Don't do that.
What?
You're asking for trouble.
Oh, no. I'm not. I'm trying to get this drunk girl to start talking again because I want
to
make...
Just lost a shot, man.
Yeah. Brandon had his bike stolen. He's strapped for cash. He can't afford to buy you a shot. I just want to make every single angry 14-year-old listener to this podcast hate you. So if you're walking around... No. But the audience are apparently angry 14-year-olds.
Ma'am, yelling you're 30 is only enhancing the cause.
Yeah, you're only enhancing your appeal to angry 14-year-olds. That's... So you guys... Don't you just love... So, listeners, don't you just love My Chemical Romance? Boy, are they great.
You just lost them.
What, the 14-year-olds?
Yeah, you just lost them.
14-year-olds don't like...
They can sense condensation.
Oh. Condensation? Yes. They can sense condensation. like the dew that's glistening around your glass. All right, I'm going to tell... All right, a couple thoughts of mine, quick thoughts and one last quick story, and then Brandon's going to ask you some questions, apparently. First off, I think that the tambourine should be officially renamed the I Want to Play in the Band Too, you guys. Do you guys remember in the 90s when, like, everyone and their grandmother was using AOL? And now it's 2011 and only people's grandmothers are using AOL. Take that, Ted Leonsis, owner of the Caps. I don't know if you guys pay attention to that. I had a weird experience recently. Oh, well, I do. We can talk about that if you want to. I don't care. I had a weird experience recently. Has anyone ever seen a friend or like a family member show up on TV or in a movie and it just throws you off? The 5 o'clock news doesn't count. Like, the 5 o'clock news in a chokehold does not count. I've had many friends show up on that. But one time when I was this was recently, I was seeing a movie. It was called I Love You, Philip Morris. And it was pretty good. It had Jim Carrey, Ewan McGregor in it. They played a gay couple. And there was one part in the movie where they're in prison together, and it pans across all these prisoners. You see one prisoner jerking off, You don't see the hand on dick action, but you can tell he's jerking it. And that prisoner was played by my buddy Bill. So I turned to my friend who I'm seeing the movie with, and he's like, holy shit, that's a good friend of mine from New Orleans. He's playing a masturbating prisoner in a movie. And the thing was, first of all, he was billed as Latino Man. I don't know what was up with that. The credits came along, I was expecting masturbating prisoner number 14, and it had his name next to it. Instead, it's Latino Man. I don't know what was up with that. Second, like, I hadn't talked to him in a little while, and I thought, this is a great excuse to get back in touch with him. So the next day, I pulled out my phone, and I wrote in a text to him, hey, I saw you jerk it off. It was hilarious. Send. How long has it been since I've talked to him? I really hope he has not changed his number, because that would totally backfire on me. Anyway, later that day, I got a reply from Tuwanda, the woman who now had his number. I managed to sexually harass a little old black lady in New Orleans. Never doubt my skills in that department. Seriously, I managed to completely freak out and terrify this old black lady in New Orleans. The funny thing is, I still get texts from Tuwanda occasionally, and they always have to do with Jesus, without fail. It's like she saved me in her phone. And she's like, I'm just gonna send this boy things about Jesus, because like apparently, there's like, you know how they have groups in people's contacts. Like, I seriously think her phone just now says like friends, family, heathens. And she just got my text. And she's just like, this boy needs Jesus. Corinthians 3:13. I don't know. I'm just assuming that's a part of the Bible that involves Jesus. Hey, you guys have been so much fun. I'm gonna talk and awkwardly
sexual
banter
predator
right now.
Tyler Sykes, yes. And sit down, buddy. I like to name comics albums before you record them. Here are
what is it?
Two potential album titles for you. Play Some Bon Jovi, Faggot would be a good album title for you. And You Got to Fight to Be Number One in Everything.
I actually think I'm going to go with that. I think
that's
a
good one.
I'm going to rename my podcast You Got to Fight to Be Number One.
You
everything.
Do a podcast.
I do a podcast.
Why do you do that? Why did we go gay?
Well, I think, to be fair, you started it.
Yeah, so?
Oh, all right. Well, I was following you.
Why do you do a podcast?
Well, I did. I was involved in college radio, and I decided I didn't want to stop it, but I moved to D.C., and the radio market here is paltry at best in terms of jobs, and I didn't want to get coffee for morning show guys for years before even getting on the air. So I just decided I was going to do it my own way. I found WGTB in Georgetown. They were really great, and they let me use their studio over the summer.
That's
so
fantastic.
My friends and I started The Big Takeover in the summer of 06, and we've more or less been running it ever since, and then it morphed into a podcast,
yeah,
which is what it is now.
Fair enough. You said you had some stories to tell. You're currently booking a DC comedy showcase.
Yes.
Let's talk about that. You have one on Friday.
I do. The 22nd, those of you listening, if it's in the future, it's usually the second and fourth Friday of
that's
every month.
That's too confusing. Okay. It is. It's, the website is tdcpresents.com.
Yep, that's my website.
Why is your website tdcpresents.com? Because you hate bookers.
Yes, that's exactly why. I have no foresight. I hate the idea of being famous. So I
yet you
made
are on. Okay, continue.
Yes, I'm gonna say. It was TDC Productions was my cousin and his friends and my, like, that was just what we produced videos and audio comedy stuff ever since we were kids, basically. We just called it TDC Productions. It stood for The Drawer Connection. That's a whole other story.
The Drawer Connection.
It was just a thing. They were recording in my cousin's bedroom, and he looked at the drawers on his dresser, and that's where it started. And then it became TDC when we realized, hey, we're sort of adults now. And it became TDC Productions, and I just kept going with it. And now everything I do is TDC Presents.
You should lie.
The dinosaur crater. It's when the meteor crashed into the earth and killed all the dinosaurs. It was inspired by that. It was really artistic.
Better lie. That's just as long.
I think it's a Hieronymus Bosch painting, I think.
Why does every single comic that's male that's been on this show mention the term flux capacitor in every set that they do?
Well, because we grew up in an era that was defined by Back to the Future on TBS every single week.
So?
It's a good movie. I'm not going to take that away from it.
Why did you start doing stand-up comedy?
I was involved for 4 years. When I went to school at Syracuse, and my friend started a group called Penguins Without Pants. It was a sketch comedy troupe.
Of course it was a sketch comedy troupe. Did you do improv as well? Did you dabble in improv? Harold Method, maybe?
Yeah, you know what? You know what, Brandon? We absolutely did.
Yeah,
we did. We were every stereotypical sketch comedy troupe. But by the time we were getting watchable, we all graduated. And a couple of them went to New York and kept doing sketch. I moved down here. I had a couple friends who were interested in it, but I just I kind of burned myself out on it. And I was staying with my friend in Ballston out in Arlington, and there happened to be an open mic on Sunday night, and I just went and checked it out, and I saw a couple people I still am friends with and do comedy with, such as Tim Miller, Chris Berelick. They were both on that show, and I saw them, and I thought, oh, these people are pretty funny. And then I saw some people who were not and decided, hey, I could probably be better than those people. So I just started doing it. This was September of 2005.
Okay, so you've been doing this for quite a while.
Yeah.
Like 22 years old.
Over 5 years.
Yeah. Do you like it?
I do like it. I made some really good friends doing it. It is really interesting getting to look at it from the inside. And
what do you mean, look at it from the inside?
Well, one thing about being a stand-up comic, I'm sure you've talked about this on your show before. I've only listened to a few episodes. I apologize. I should be your number one fan by this point. In my defense, Magda didn't know you were from Chicago, so I wanted to talk to you about Al Scorch also.
Do you know Al?
Yeah, I saw him last night.
You saw him on Sunday?
Yeah, that's on Sunday. Yeah, that's why I was applauding when you mentioned Al.
I was at a really fancy dinner instead.
Oh, really? The $150 dinner?
Yeah, the last time I saw Al, he came to the bar I work at and demanded shots, so we made him play at the bar for 2 hours, and every 20 minutes we gave him a shot.
He was so good.
Yeah, he's amazing.
He was amazing. Yeah. Anyway.
That's not a joke, everybody. Al Scorch, and that's his actual last name.
Yeah, that I was wondering about that.
He's the real deal.
Yeah, he is totally the real deal. What was the question I was answering about 20 minutes ago before we got derailed on Al Scorch?
Looking at stand-up from the inside.
Oh, one thing about stand-up comedy that it does to you is it makes you incredibly pretentious. And I'm sure people have talked about this on the show before.
No, they haven't, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, it turns you into someone who hates stand-up comedy because you go to open mics and you see, like, you know, there are people, you see these crowds explode with laughter at lame-ass cliched jokes because they don't know that they're lame-ass cliched jokes. Like, a lot of people go to the improv maybe, you know, once every couple months, and they see, like, one joke about,
let,
like,
me interrupt you here. I used to think that, too, but, like, 6 months ago I realized they're just happier than you.
Well, yes, there's that, too.
No, I used to get angry at those people. They're just having a good time. There's nothing wrong with that. I wish I could enjoy the hack premise.
I wish I could, too, but we go to shows a lot, and we see these jokes a lot.
That makes us worse people.
Yes. What's your point?
That's it.
Oh, okay.
Get a lot of ideas coming up here. Now it's
this.
Like
this is called Sad Time with Tyler and Brandon.
This was fun, man. You're good.
Thank you. I love your show. I love what you do.
Yeah, you do.
The name of my next band will be Masturbating Prisoner Number 14.
That wasn't the name of it. The one time you decide to use the mic is the one time. Ladies and gentlemen, Ian has done something that I've been talking about for years. He spiked the mic, you fucking dick. I envy you so much. Tyler,
yes.
Back to you.
Okay.
Here's a question from the Kids Book of Questions. You need to pick a number between 39 and 248.
All right, how about...
Holy shit, you have a Descendants tattoo hidden on your arm.
Oh, yeah, you just caught... Oh, yeah.
I just caught that.
I just stretched... Yeah, I have a Descendants tattoo. I am a fan of the punk rock music. Yeah, and I have an Op Ivy tattoo as well.
Do you want a suburban home? Okay, pick a number.
I want to be a clone. I want a suburban home.
We get it.
Well, you get it, but one out of every 700,000 people, I think, gets that reference.
Who do you think is listening to podcasts?
That's a good point. Descendants fans.
Yo.
Probably Milo Ackerman.
Yeah.
Milo probably
Love
saw
that
a picture of
Let's
you.
Let's stop talking about this.
Okay,
this is,
okay.
We could go for a half hour. No one likes that. Pick a number.
48.
48. Good number. Why 48?
Because I was listening to Sunny Day Real Estate earlier, and
Holy
they have a song
fuck.
Called 48. Yeah, I know. I have a problem. They have a song called 48.
48. If you were certain that everyone in your class but you would be killed unless you agreed to die in their place, would you save everyone else or save yourself? What would it matter?
Myself.
Would it matter if no one would ever know about what you had done?
I reiterate myself. I mean, we haven't outlined the quality of people that are in my class.
What class?
I don't know. I don't
like the middle class.
my first grade class. I don't know.
Why do you hate your first grade class?
You just said class, and I think those questions are targeted for first graders.
Do you think this book is appropriate for children? I don't.
No, I mean, yeah, you're asking these kids very serious mortality questions.
Let's plug some stuff before you get out of here. You have a show on Friday, DC Comedy Showcase, but this is a recurring event. People can find that out about that really poorly named website you have, which is, what is it?
TDC
presents. TDC
presents.
Just rolls off the tongue.
How about imagine Tyler DC, because I live in DC and my name is Tyler.
That makes more sense.
Okay, Tyler DC.
Why not just
DC.
Say that 2-second explanation instead of a 5-minute, my friend had drawers.
Well, that's my thing, you know.
You sound autistic when you talk like that.
Well, maybe that's my problem
that's
and I need
fine.
To see a doctor about it.
What's
I
your have, website? StarFK Radio is just like, a, why do we say yes to this?
Okay, I also
why?
Have an onion on my belt. I don't know if this.
What? Stop. Website. What's your website?
Okay. You can go to tdcpresents.com. Check out my podcast, which is the Big Takeover Radio Show. It's detailed on my website, which is basically me writing about punk music and ice hockey. That's pretty much all. What?
Nothing.
Okay.
You're great. No, you were. Did you have fun?
I had a really, really good
Fantastic.
Time.
Fantastic. StarFK Radio's coming up, everybody. Please Yay. Put your hands together for sexual predator Tyler Sonicson.
I really love the idea that people may have like just sped up the StarFK Radio. And they like have no context for that. One person was there.
Ladies and gentlemen, I love that Ian played probably one of the best transition sets of music I've ever heard, just to spite Tyler. He gets nothing, and this wonderful person gets everything. Who am I speaking with?
My name's Alyssa.
Alyssa, and what are you doing here?
I am here to play violin as part of StarFK Radium.
StarFK Radium. This is one of the bands that was on my list to get on the show as soon as I moved here. What caught my attention is you have the best band name in D.C.
Thanks.
StarFK Radium. Why is it called StarFK Radium?
It was a name before it was a band. It was a really long road trip, and we tried to flip all the first letters of all of the phrases that belong to D.C. that we could possibly think of. And then we got fancy and flipped one with 3 letters and a word.
So good. It's so fucking good.
Yeah.
You guys are instrumental?
Uh-huh.
How is that? Do you wish you had vocals?
Not if it was any of us singing.
Did you try that out when you first started?
No.
Okay.
No, nobody
Maybe
volunteered.
You have a beautiful voice.
Maybe.
But
you
we'll never know.
You could ask my shower or my car, but we'll never know.
Do you sing in the car?
Yes.
What do you sing? Wait, I love how the one of the band members goes, yep, she's awful. What do you sing in the car?
Whatever's on the radio.
Whatever's just whatever. Do you
well,
make up
Well, I mean,
lyrics?
If I know the words.
If you know, you have to
yeah,
know the words.
I mean, I know a lot of words to a lot of songs.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
What's your favorite song to sing along to?
I.
Sorry that I ended that sentence. With a preposition.
It's just way too broad. That's way too broad.
That's way too broad? Mm. How is that way too broad?
Because depending on the day, it could be any song.
September 10th, 2001.
I can't remember yesterday, so I have no idea how I'm supposed to remember that.
Today.
It didn't happen today.
Fantastic. Let's end this interview with a question from the Kids Book of Questions so we can set up StarFK Radio. I need you to pick a number between 39... and 248.
97.
Why 97?
I have no idea.
Fantastic. 97 was taken, so you get...
You've taken really good care of that book.
No, we're retiring the book this year.
Oh, good.
So we're ripping out the pages.
It looks like it's ready.
And you get to keep the page. You get 92. You and me, baby. All right, 92. Do you pick your nose or bite your nails? If so, do you think you always will? Or will you stop one day? Once again, do you pick your nose or bite your nails? If so, do you think you always will, or will you stop one day?
I bite my nails more than I pick my nose, and maybe I'll stop, but it's not a goal.
Fantastic. She's going to stop picking her nose and biting her nails. StarFK Radio is going to set up. Please put your hands together, everybody. StarFK Radio. Thank you.
just me, but all I could hear is Bill. You were like a lot louder that time.
Thank you.
leave with you. You can leave it with the bartender. Thanks so much. Tip heavily. Thanks to the Looking Glass. Thanks to each and every one of you. And have a wonderful evening.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.